Periculus tapped his paw upon a tree trunk impatiently and judged the sun's traverse.
Where in the name of seasons are they? It'll soon be mid-morn. Do you think the owl has really gone back to Redwall?
Malbon sat with her back against the tree, holding a compress of herbs against her injured cheek.
No reason why he shouldn't. Ovis knows he's sure of a meal there. I never knew the owl who could resist a bite or two at our abbey. Relax. They'll come for us, I'm sure.
Neither of the pair had discussed the fear and horror that had caused them to flee on the previous night. Nor did they feel that they wanted even to mention it. The dreadful odour, the rippling grass, the horrific feeling. It seemed like a bad dream in the broad sunny light of day. So they avoided speaking of such things. Criculus rubbed his lean stomach.
For breakfast at the Abbey. Oh, I could use that right now.
Malbon pressed her paw gently to the bump that had developed on the side of her head, smiling ruefully.
I'm absolutely useless without my first beaker of hot mint and comfrey tea in the mornings. I'd love to have one right now, with a drop of feverfew to reduce this headache.
The ancient shrew paced up and down, guessing who would come searching for them.
It'll be Skipper, for sure, with them two big young otters. I'll wager Logalog and his grousim shrews come too. Malbon, do you think I'd best take a walk and see if I can spot him coming? I won't be long.
Malbon held up a paw for silence and craned forward, listening intently to a distant sound.
No need for you to go anywhere, Criculus. I think I hear them coming. Listen, can you hear it too?
The old shrew could not, even though he waggled a paw in his ears to clear them.
No, I can't hear a thing yet.
Malbon relaxed and leaned back against the tree.
Let's hope they've brought some food with them, eh?
Criculus rubbed his paws in anticipation.
I'll give them a shout. That'll jolly them along a bit. Let them know our position, too.
Cupping both paws around his mouth, he yelled aloud.
We're over here! Over here! Oh, come on, you lazy lot! Over here! Bring us some food!
He sat down next to Malbon. As they waited, Criculus would give out with the odd shout.
Over here!
He persisted in doing this until Malbon stopped him.
Great fair and feathers! Do you have to bawl your face off like that? My head is really beginning to bang.
Criculus stopped then, but he became a bit sulky.
Only trying to help, letting them know where we are.
Aye, so you were. Thanks ye for the help, old fella.